Title: Rolling Bass Accents, Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's get into one of the biggest secrets behind basslines that feel alive in drum and bass. Accents. Because a rolling bassline is usually the same note over and over, and yet the good ones never feel static. That movement comes from tiny pushes in velocity, tone, saturation, and timing. And today you're going to use Ableton Live Session View as an accent laboratory, so you can audition variations instantly. Keep what hits, and record a performance into arrangement. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you're comfortable with session view, MIDI clips, and basic rack mapping. The goal is speed and control. You're not just making a bassline. You're building a system that lets you try ideas fast without losing the groove. Step 0. Set the stage so your accents actually mean something. Set your tempo to somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. That's your DNB pocket. Now make two groups. One for drums and one for bass. And I really want you to have some kind of kick and snare reference playing, even if it's basic. A two-step kick and snare is enough. The reason is simple. Accents only make sense against the drums. If you can't hear how the bass answers the snare, you'll end up accenting randomly, and it won't feel like drum and bass. It'll just feel busy. Now let's build the bass instrument in a way that makes accents powerful but safe. Create a MIDI track named Bass, and drop an instrument rack on it. Inside that rack, make two chains, one called SUB, one called MID. This is one of the most important mindset shifts for clean rollers. The sub is the foundation. The mid is where the attitude lives. Most of your accents should happen in the MID, while the SUB stays stable. On the SUB chain, add operator. Set oscillator to assign wave. Keep it mono, one voice. Then add an auto filter after it. Set it to low pass 24, and bring the cutoff down around 140 Hz. Add just a touch of resonance, not a whistle, just enough to shape it. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Hard mono. You want the sub to be boring in the best way. On the MID chain, add wave-eatable if you have it, or operator if you prefer. Pick something harmonically rich, like a sawish basic shape, but keep it controlled. If you use unison, keep it to 2 to 4 voices, not a huge supersaw. Then add saturator, drive it maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip. After that, add auto filter, low pass 12 or 24, and start the cutoff somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz. We're going to modulate this. Then EQ8, high pass the MID somewhere around 120 to 160 Hz so it's not fighting the sub. Optionally notch a bit of mud around 250 to 400 if it gets boxy. Now the fun part. Accent macros. On the instrument rack macros, map macro 1 to the MID filter frequency, and give it a range that actually feels like a change. Something like 250 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. Map macro 2 to saturator drive, maybe 2 dB to 10 dB. Macro 3 to MID level with a small safe range like minus 6 to 0 dB. Macro 4 to SUB level, tiny range, minus 3 to 0. And if you're using Wavetable's filter envelope, map a macro to filter envelope amount 2. The teacher note here is this. You're separating what must stay fixed from what gets to change. Fixed, sub pitch, note length, mono stability, variable, mid brightness, drive, ghost note density, microtiming. If you ever make a variation and it suddenly feels worse, it's usually because you accidentally changed something from the fixed list. Now we set up the session view workflow so you can /B like a pro. On the bass track, create 4 empty clip slots. Name them something clear. A. Straight roll. B. Velocity accents. C. Timing accents. D. Probabilistic fills. Set global quantization to 1 bar. Later, when you're testing rapidly, you can try half a bar, but start with 1 bar so it's clean and predictable. Also, quick power move for session view basslines. Open each clip's launch settings and turn legato on. Then set the clip quantization to half a bar or 1 bar. Legato is huge because it keeps the phrase position when you switch clips. Without it, every clip restarts at bar 1, and your variations feel like you keep resetting the song. Now, clip A. This is your bassline. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Program straight 8 notes. Use a note in your sub-region, like F1 if you're in F, or whatever fits your tune. Make all velocities the same, around 80. This is supposed to be boring. You need a nothing fancy reference, because otherwise you can't tell if your accents are improving groove or just increasing chaos. Now clip B. Velocity accents. Duplicate clip A into slot B. Open the velocity lane. You're going to create a pattern that bounces against the drums. A classic idea is strum on beat 1 and strum on the end of 2. If you have 8 notes in a bar, that's the first note and the sixth note. Try this as a starting point. First note around 110, second around 75, third 85, fourth 70, fifth 90, sixth 115, seventh 80, eighth 70. Then take one or two random notes and nudge them by 5 velocity either way, just so it doesn't feel programmed to death. Now here's the important part. Make velocity control tone, not just volume. In Waveatable, set velocity to affect the filter envelope amount or subtly affect the amp. The goal is that higher velocity doesn't just get louder, it gets brighter or more aggressive. If you're an operator, you can route velocity to filter frequency or oscillator level in a controlled way. If you skip this, velocity accents often just feel like volume spikes, which is the cheap version of accents. The expensive version is when the bass changes character on the accented notes. Now clip C. Timing accents. The push-pull. Duplicate clip B into slot C. Change your grid to 16th note so you can make small moves. Now choose a couple of notes and nudge them slightly early or late. We're talking tiny, like a few milliseconds. Try pushing a pickup note slightly early right before a snare, like 1 to 5 milliseconds early. Then try pulling a note after the snare slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds late. This is where the roller starts to feel like it's leaning into the groove rather than just ticking on the grid. One caution. Keep the sub tight. If the lowest note starts feeling flappy or like it's smearing, reduce timing offsets on those sub-heavy hits. You can get wild in the MID, but the sub needs to be the anchor. And yes, Ableton has track delay for tiny shifts. But for accents, manual note nudging tends to feel more intentional. Track delay is more of a global pocket tool. Note nudging is this hit matters. Now clip D. Probability and fills. Controlled chaos. Duplicate clip C into slot D. Extend it to 2 bars or even 4, and a few ghost notes on 16th positions. They can be the same pitch, or maybe a fifth up for some attitude. Then use note chance or probability on those ghost notes. Put them around 20 to 40% chance. Add an occasional pickup right before the loop point at maybe 10 to 20%, and you can add one little call note at the end of bar 2. Pitch it up 2 or 3 semitones, and give it a low chance, like 15%. The idea is not random melody, it's variation in articulation. The bass line stays recognizable, but it evolves across 8 or 16 bars. Now we turn these clips into something performable. Accent scenes. Make 4 scenes. Scene 1 is roller steady, using clip A. Scene 2 is accents up, using clip B. Scene 3 is push/pull, using clip C. Scene 4 is evolving, using clip D. If you have drum variations, align them in the same row so you can launch full moments together. And as you launch, listen for 3 things. Does the bass answer the snare? Does it feel musical or random? And does the sub stay stable? Quick coach trick. Make accents measurable, not just vibes. Duplicate your bass track. Keep one as reference, untouched. Do all experiments on the other. Then level match them, especially the mid. If your accented version feels better at equal loudness, you've improved groove. If it only feels better when it's louder, you've improved volume, not feel. That's a huge difference. Now record a performance into arrangement. Hit global record on the top transport. Then launch scenes in real time for 32 to 64 bars. Start steady, then bring in velocity accents, then timing, then the evolving one. Don't overthink it. You're capturing a natural performance, and DNB arrangement often comes from this kind of live scene launching workflow. When you're done, stop and go to arrangement view. Now you've got a structured take with real movement. Next, the pro layer, macro automation. Even if you nailed velocity and timing, macro automation is what makes it feel finished. In arrangement view, automate macro 1, the MID filter frequency, so it opens slightly on accented hits. Think short little ramps, not giant sweeps. Automate macro 2, drive, to spike on a fill moment. And if you want extra motion, put an auto pan on the MID chain only, not the sub. Keep it subtle. Amount 10 to 25%, rate 8th or 16th, phase 0, sine shape. Then check mono, because a lot of cool movement disappears when summed. Actually, let's make that a habit. Put a utility after the rack on the bass track and map a control to width 0%. While launching variations in session view, toggle mono and make sure your accents still read. If the groove disappears in mono, your accents are relying too much on stereo tricks instead of rhythm and tone. Common mistakes to avoid while you work. First, accenting the sub too much. If the low end lurches, The whole track feels unstable. Keep subs steady and lean into the MID for energy. Second, stacking too many accent types at once. If you do velocity, filter, drive, probability, and timing all at full intensity, it gets messy fast. Add one layer at a time and earn each extra layer. Third, over-randomizing probability. Chance is best for ghost notes and fills, not for the main hook. And fourth, ignoring the snare. Your accents should feel like they respond to the snare, not fight it. Now a couple advanced options if you want to go further. You can set follow actions on your clips to make an auto-evolving roller. For example, have the velocity accent clip go to next every 2 bars, timing accent clip go to next every 2 bars, and the probability fill clip jump to other every bar with a 25 to 40% chance. Then you record yourself just writing macros while the clips rotate. That's a super modern way to generate variation fast. Another underrated accent method, note length. Keep velocity pretty similar, but shorten the non-accent notes and slightly lengthen the accented ones. With the right amp envelope, short notes feel like a tick, long notes feel like a lean, and saturation tends to respond differently to sustain, so it's a really musical way to create accents without just getting louder. And if you want a sound design upgrade inside the rack, make a parallel MID accent chain. High pass at around 200 Hz, saturate it harder, filter it brighter, keep it quieter by default, and map a macro to bring it up only on big moments. That gives you extra synth complexity without touching the sub foundation. Let's wrap with a quick practice plan you can actually finish today. Make 3 new bass clips in session view. First one, accents on 1 and 3. Second, accents on the end of 2 and the end of 4. Third, same as the second, but add 2 ghost notes at about 30% chance. Record yourself launching these for 32 bars. Then in arrangement, pick the best 8-bar section and automate the MID filter macro for one fill moment only. Export a quick bounce, listen on headphones, and check, is the sub consistent? Do accents feel like groove, not volume spikes? And do they still work in mono? Recap the big idea. Session view is your accent lab. Keep a baseline clip so you always have an A/B reference. This audio version is shortened for playback.